In 1911, Roald Amundsen, Olaf Bjaaland, Sverre Hassel, Oscar Wisting and Helmer Hansen set off with 52 dogs from their base at Framheim in Antarctica, aiming to reach the South Pole. They took four spirit compasses like this and one ordinary pocket compass. Amundsen had earlier drawn the compass maker's attention to the fact that the cold in Antarctica would demand the use of spirit that was as pure as possible to prevent freezing. But he wasn't taken seriously, and the compasses froze before the Akvit. Finding the way to the South Pole Plateau was challenging. They used a sextant and a compass to calculate where they were at any given time and to find the right course. To maintain the right course, they sent a skier out in front of the first sled. Helmer Hansen drove the first sled, and it was his task to regularly correct the skier. He was followed by the second sled and compass. Then finally, Amundsen, equipped with a counting wheel and compass. On the 26th of January 1912, Amundsen returned to Framheim after a sled journey of nearly 3,000 kilometres, and the 52 dogs had been reduced to 11. It took until the 8th of March 1912 before Amundsen could send a telegram home to Norway, which read, "Norway's flag planted at the South Pole. All's well."